Down.
Love and lust.
Down. All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me.
Shit.
Run for my money.
Stick. Lovely.
That's my song.
Hey, you know how many dope back shots you could take to this?
Oh, put them heels on.
Touch them ankles.
Hey.
I wanna be with you.
Hey.
I wanna be with you.
Hey.
I wanna be with you.
You gotta do this.
Hey. Oh. Gotta wind it around. Hey.
Love me.
Oh, would you still love him though?
Yes.
You would still love him?
Mm-hmm. That's that song.
If he minimized his net worth, would you still love him?
Yes.
Would you rather be trusted or loved?
I'd rather be both.
Don't trust me.
Don't trust you? Okay. Okay.
I'm kidding. I actually think I would rather be trusted.
Trusted? I'd rather be both. I want to be, well.
I think that.
I'd rather be trusted too. I mean, either you love me or hate me, but I'd rather be loved too. So what the fuck?
I don't know. I feel like if a person trusts you, you can always be best friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Regardless. Because sometimes love don't always work out, but you could be friends.
Yeah, but you could be friends, but then, damn, that friend could just be secretly in love with you.
Ooh.
That's sexy. Yo, that's sexy as fuck.
I quit. I quit this conversation,
nah,
but hey.
You ain't quit. This is the juice splash.
Hey. The juice. Look how we came in wet.
Wet.
Came in wet. Ooh. And hot. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
I'm going to blame you, Stacey, for this wet, hot entrance, because last week.
I was
you had us talking, you know, my group. Shout out to my group chat.
Hey.
VIP. They gave Stacey some critiquing.
Ooh.
And you remember what they said.
Yeah,
they felt a way about you. Yeah. They felt like you weren't opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't being more talkative, being a little more loose about your goose.
Yo, but check this out. It's a reason why I was so laid back. But I can't say it right now.
We gonna leave it alone. And we gonna. But last week you came in hot.
Mm-hmm.
You came in, caught me off guard.
Whatever.
Came in hot, and
I came blasting, gun blasting, bitches
blazing. And so you got the rapport champ. His name, I'm gonna call him the rapport champ.
Hey.
Said to tell you, hey, you know, hey, they was all like, okay, Stacey, hey.
Nah, they was visualizing me in that position. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You gave the visual, my nigga. You gave the visual. So that was kind of lit. So the reviews were really good for us last week.
That's what's up.
Great feedback from you.
Mm.
You know, you're getting better at talking more.
I'm so shy. Like, I'm shy.
You are not shy.
No, I'm shy.
I think it's the topics. We have to talk about things you want to talk about more. And I think it might be sex. I think that might be your lane.
Really?
So I got something for you today.
Maybe I should turn into a sexologist.
Oh, God. Do you have to perform it, or what do you do as a sexologist? You just talk to people about sex?
I'm going to talk to people about sex.
I used to be told that I have like a girl six voice. Do you think I do?
Oh, let me hear it.
I don't. It's my regular voice, but people always say it sounds like I could be like a phone sex operator,
girl,
or something.
Like a phone actress. Let me hear you moan one time. Splash.
I think I could do that job though.
I can.
I think any woman can. I mean, you know what? Not any. But I feel like every woman has that inside of her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not no bitch with no deep voice.
And you never know. Some men like that voice. I got a rasp to my voice. It got a light. And, you know, in the morning, it's a little deeper.
Nah, you do sound like a grandma in the morning. Me too. Me too, though. You know, you be picking up.
Hello.
Like,
girl,
damn, bitch.
I didn't even brush my teeth yet. What?
Brett smelling like padussy.
Smelling like boiled bologna.
Boiled nuts.
I can't with you. But the reviews, the guys want more of this sex talk thing. You done hyped them up.
Ooh.
They're loving it. We're married.
Right. Of
so
course.
It makes it awkward.
Why that's awkward?
Because sometimes when you ask certain questions, there it was sex or an encounter that took place before I call it BM, right. which is before marriage.
Right, right.
And it can be sensitive if our baby daddies hear us talking about other guys or other penises before them. What do you think? Do we care?
I do care because I don't want to hear about no dirty ass vaginas they talked about before me. So, oh, what's that shade?
But well, whatever. You know what?
I don't care
about they should just skip
exit.
This part.
Tell like, me. This is what we do. Like, we're the juice. And yes. we got to talk our shit. We got to be real. And that's just
this
what
this is. This is what people should know. This is really a lot of stuff that women talk about. Anyway.
Right.
You know, women talk about sex. We talk about y'all dick. We tell each other, you know, especially single women.
Yeah.
Talk about a lot of shit. And men will be surprised at how much women talk about sex.
But
or
wait,
positions.
You have, I'm quite sure, not guys talk about pussies too. I'm
yeah.
quite sure they
but
have
I don't think they know how much we talk about sex. I don't think they know.
Right.
Because I know I talk about sex with my friends a lot. And even if it's like, I have a lot of single friends too, though.
Right.
So like, I have to chime in on their stories when they call me like, girl, let me tell you what happened to with number 28. You know, niggas be having numbers and shit.
Number 28. Oh, bitch. You a little prolapse.
No, not guy number 28.
Oh, Jersey number.
Yes.
Oh,
you
sorry.
See what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, I have to hear their stories. I have to get feedback. You know, I'm a seasoned veteran in this game, and I feel like I can give good content. So,
right, me too.
We talk about sex a lot. It's good to keep, you know, it's fun in the bedroom too to be sexually experienced and verbal.
Yeah, just watching the faces got, you know, they make and the moans and, you know.
So I got something for you.
For me?
Yeah, I got something for you.
Oh, honey.
I got something for you.
I need a non-disclosure. You need to sign a
no NDAs in this bitch. We're going to talk about all the four reality shows today. We're going to talk about Love & Hip Hop New York.
Right.
Love & Hip Hop Miami. Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Married to Medicine, of course.
Right,
That reunion was... Ooh. We're going to get into that. But right now, we're going to talk about some other things that that you and I both want to talk about. So like I was saying to you before, you know, I have friends and we have group chats and all this stuff. And so one of my group chats, I was asked to do you know anything about college basketball at all?
Girl, I don't know nothing about college basketball.
Okay, so have you ever heard of this thing called March Madness?
Yes, I was supposed to play in the CIAA. Well, we were supposed to play in a celebrity basketball game, and we didn't go. So that's March Madness, where colleges play basketball in March. I don't know.
Well,
they celebrate.
In college, there's a tournament at the end of the season, kind of like the playoffs.
Well, girl,
like, you know about the playoffs from football. Right? Mm-hmm. No, kind of.
Yeah. Yo, like, I don't know shit about sports.
Well, there's a tournament at the end, and it decides who is the best college basketball team, male and female.
Okay.
And it's a bracket where it's like they pick 64 teams, 64 colleges in the whole United States, okay? And they put them in these brackets. I'm going to show you a bracket, all right? And they got to play against each other. And the winner keeps going. And the bracket gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
And smaller.
Until it's two teams,
right.
And it's a championship. That's March Madness.
Okay.
So my friends asked me to do Meek's Madness.
Okay.
But with sex.
Ooh, kinky. Now we talking because all that other shit was Spanish.
So I did Meek's Madness, and I have a sex bracket.
Ooh!
Now it's gonna start tomorrow. The brackets start tomorrow, and there's only it has to go like in order of the tournament. So you know I can't like jump ahead. So I want to ask you some of the bracket questions, okay? And get your opinion. Only my answers are gonna matter, but I am gonna take the feedback of everybody that wants to participate.
I want to participate.
You gonna
but
participate
listen,
for sure,
but. Can I plead the fifth on some of the questions?
No, you have to choose this or that.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
A this or that.
Okay, let's go.
It's like
go.
A bracket, like two teams playing against each other.
Okay, let's
okay,
go.
So in one of the brackets, we have in the number one seed always plays the weaker seed, so it's 1 through 16 on each side, right?
Okay.
So number one, which is like you're the best, and number 16 in that bracket means you're the worst. Not saying you suck, but
right.
You're the last.
Basically, you're suck, yeah.
So number one in this first bracket is I need rent sex. And the number 16 is Molly or pill sex. Which one would you choose?
I want rent sex. You feel me?
Okay, so you get it?
Yes.
So you're going to have to answer. I'm going to just give you I'm going to give you one question from each bracket so we don't have to, like, go all into it forever, okay? So that was one.
But
you
wanna, I may like it.
Oh, God. You want another one from this bracket?
Yeah. Am I wearing car? No, let me stop.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the next one would be Don't Leave Me Sex versus Pregnant Sex.
Don't Leave Me Sex. Fuck that. I got
that was a 2 and a 15 seed. So you going along. Let's go to another bracket, okay? And this one should be easy. But it's Plan B sex. Do you know what Plan B sex is? When you letting them leave it in and you ain't on birth control.
Okay.
Plan B sex versus condom sex.
Okay.
Which one would you rather have?
It depends. Am I married?
See what I'm saying? This is when it gets tricky. I feel like it's going to be tough to answer, but I'm just going to answer however I feel like. Right. You don't have to tell if you married or not. Just say which one.
But it depends. Like,
I'm never choosing condom sex.
Right. Ever. If I'm married.
I've had enough condom sex to know that I don't want any more.
Right. I'm married now, so leave it in. You ain't going to have no choice because this thing, you know.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be like, oh, I forgot to pull it out. Dog.
Oh, my God. So here's one. This one's going to get interesting. This is a number 2C versus a 15.
Okay.
Raw sex, which is not leaving it in, but still raw, mm-hmm, versus he's married sex.
Raw sex.
Why you pick raw sex?
Versus he married?
Have you ever had married sex?
I'm married. But
you had married sex before you was married.
What's married? Oh, what? Yeah, that is true. Think about it.
That's why you married that married sex.
Yeah, and it's raw.
See? Oh, well, you know what? That was double. That was a double. That could have been an overtime game.
Wait. Double.
Double. All right, next bracket. Shower sex is a number one seed. Now I'm going to stop giving you one seed
no,
and 16. Those are the easy answers, I feel like. We had to get closer in the middle
but
of the bracket.
But just finish that one because I love shower sex too.
No, we got shower sex versus two guys, one girl sex.
Shower sex.
See, it's easy. Some of these are kind of, you know, they shouldn't even been in the bracket, but you got to respect they hustle because they got it, you know?
Right. Let's go to some questions that's going to kind of make me sweat.
Bachelorette party sex, your enemy's ex sex.
Bachelorette sex.
Your bachelorette?
am I fucking girl?
We don't know.
Oh.
They didn't ask, but I might add, when we do this bracket, when you turn yours in,
hold
you don't
up.
Get to change your answers.
But my enemy, was she a friend? Now, if she was a friend turned into my enemy, nah, I'm not messing with her ex. But if it's like a girl that can't stand me and she don't know
me.
Yeah,
she's just your enemy. Yeah.
Yes, I'm having sex with him and he eating my pussy.
Oh my God.
And licking my butt. And he gonna come kiss you.
Oh God, no. Not after nigga, no. Fuck out of here. I don't need y'all sloppy.
Nah,
juices.
They ain't finna kiss me. They finna kiss her.
Oh, I thought you said about me. That's why I said, hold on, don't include me. This one, these next two are gonna be actual penetrating positional sexes, okay?
Ooh.
So this first one is hold on one second. Doggy style versus wheelbarrow sex. Do you know what wheelbarrow sex is? They're very similar. The only difference is doggy style is obviously on four legs. Wheelbarrow is, imagine if he just picked you up by your thigh, your hip area. And you were still, your hands were still on the ground.
Wait, hold on. So I'm
doggy
on the ground,
style.
Doggy style.
And he picked you.
I'm on wheel.
Wheelbarrow. Okay. See how, so let me give you one more in that category. Okay.
That's kinky.
69 or masturbating.
I'm masturbating?
Yes, yourself or 69 with a guy.
Oh, both of them is kinky.
Which one?
I'm going with the 69, baby.
Oh my God, I would never ever go with 69. What was you saying? Sorry, we had to time out for Aiden. You say you want to change your answer.
I want to change it to masturbating.
Uh-huh.
That's kinky.
Yeah, masturbating. You know what? I feel like masturbating is so important. It's a lot of women that don't know how to get themselves together.
Right. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried like water pressure?
What's water pressure? Like the shower head thing? Yeah. No, I haven't. Does that work?
That shit is kinky. Like, you could turn the shower on. Like, my shower, you could turn it. Turn the knob and get the...
That's the one you use? Oh, shit. I ain't never tried that.
You need to
I don't think I've ever needed to because, like, you know, growing up, I feel like a lot of women would save themselves from a lot of bad dick if they knew how to masturbate.
True.
Like, you really have to take care of yourself or you really be out here... Eating bad dick, you know, just to get yourself off and everything.
But what define bad dick? Is it the size? Like, he just go in and ain't don't like...
It's personal, you know, it's all relative to the person, you know. Right. Like, some people think like skinny dick is weak. Thin pretzel dick, like the long thin pretzel dick is weak. You know, some people think short dicks are weak, right. You know, but there's some people think if he is a jackrabbit, like he just niggas be really in the pussy just like this for a whole solid 3 minutes. Like, that's lit. But some girls like that.
But he going like this all hard. No walls. He ain't feeling nothing. That's why. Period.
Ain't nothing slowing him down.
Ain't nothing slowing him down. He trying to feel them all, bitch.
Yeah, niggas will get in your pussy and do that. Some women like that, though. Some women like to just be abused.
No, I don't want to be
in
abused.
In that way, you know?
Sometimes, yes, I want to be abused. Like, I want the headlock. I want the hair pulling. Just don't pull my tracks out. You feel me? But I want that. That's kinky. That's just
Yeah, so
dirty.
It just depends on what you like. Some women like to be made love to. They want I like slow that too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Grind up in there, hit the side. Ooh, and if you got a nice curve, you got you a safari hook. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on the woman. So that's why when girls be like, girl, his dick was weak, you should ask, like, what that mean?
Yeah, what that mean?
What that mean, I mean his dick was weak to you?
That's where you go get your frozen cucumber and let him eat it.
I'm done.
You know, let him eat it. Let it melt in his mouth.
I'm done. So anyways, you get the mixed madness.
I like that.
You like that? Mm-hmm. So you want, now what you have to do is you're going to print them out. It's going to be on a piece of paper. And you have to mark all of your answers before tomorrow. Like, every single one has to be filled in before any game starts.
Okay.
You cannot change your answer.
Okay.
And then I'm going to slowly reveal my bracket as the games are going along. You'll be able to see how well you did to me. So you have to, I feel like you might be able to do two brackets. Do one for yourself, how you would answer, and then one how you think I'm going to answer. That's how we should do it.
Yeah, let's do it like
that. We should do it like that.
You know, you kinky, so.
I am a little bit. I am.
It is what it is.
It'll be easier for maybe people that know me.
Right.
That know, probably the people that knew me in my 20s and my early 30s when I was a little wild.
Wild.
Now I'm boring. I'm getting boring anyway.
No, I don't think you
I'm trying not to.
You ain't getting I'm boring trying not talking to. About you sitting on your friend's faces and
shit. No comments.
So, this is the juice, baby. Come on.
Chill. I don't do those things. I only do the proper things.
What's the proper things?
I'm married, I have a husband, mm-hmm. You know. Do all the proper things. You don't sit on your friends' faces when you're married. That is so rude.
Lies.
That is so rude.
Anyways,
what's up though? What you been up to? Birthday girl. Oh, wait a minute. I got to get you some Luke right quick. I wanted to get you some Luke.
I'm a twerk.
I'm not even ready. Hold on.
I'm a bounce on the mic.
You're going
to
bounce on the mic. Hold on 1 second. Oh. She twerking, y'all. She twerking. I'm going to try to get a video. It's twerking. Look, damn it. Oh, she twerking. She twerking, y'all. She done quit on me. She done quit on me. Go, Stacey. It's your birthday. Go, Stacey. It's your birthday. Hey. That was lit. That was lit.
That's 305, baby. That's 305. Shout out to Uncle Luke.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm 36.
You telling your age, 36.
Why would they
Google
like
you, girl. Girl, they can Google everything about you.
It's biggest day.
36. Yes. 36 in this bitch.
36, pussy 19, what?
Dog, I fucking love you, dog. What's wrong with you?
Pussy 19.
She 19. What? She barely legal.
Pussy
bitch,
19.
I got barely legal in the bracket. I got barely legal pussy in
For
the
real?
Bracket. Yes.
And this, that pussy.
So we went to Playhouse. Did you have a good time?
Fuck Playhouse, but I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much. You know, it was a beautiful thing. And that dancer, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Hey.
Bubbles had us bubbling over there.
Yes.
She did a good. I love her on the pole. It's not like I hate it, but I hate having her dance at the table because she's so good on the pole. I'd rather just like tip her while she's on the stage.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah, so Bubbles was lit.
Yeah, she's so nice.
She's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way her booty shakes.
Right, but like I said, thank you. No one has ever done anything nice for me.
I popped your cherry.
Yeah, a little bit.
I popped your birthday party cherry.
A little bit. Besides, you know, my husband, I'm usually the one that's giving, doing all the fun stuff, mm-hmm. hands out and things like that. And, you know, it was really nice.
Well, you know, you're welcome. You know, I had a good time, too. It was good. We celebrated your birthday last year at a restaurant. I don't know if you remember. I still have the video.
Really?
Yes. And you had a knife in your hand. You was talking shit about stabbing bitches. You don't remember that?
That was with Kavita and...
No, it was with Rhonda Mexico. You was talking about Rhonda Mexico. I'm going to show you the video. I'm actually going to post it.
Oh, don't do
I'm gonna
that.
Post it. You look so cute.
For real? Yeah. I thought I was gonna stab a bitch.
Yes. You said, bitches, I am coming for you, bitches.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Shooter.
Yes, I took you to Shooters for dinner.
Yeah. I forgot. You're my baby mama.
See, that was our second time celebrating your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm glad you had fun.
Thank you. I did. It was a really good time until the bitch
lost my fucking
how do you lose a customer
ID.
ID.
She was just doing too much in there. It was lit. It was packed. Shout out to Bobby. Bobby Lyles. He came over.
Hey, Bobby.
I got to send you that picture you guys took, too.
Right.
Yeah, he came over. But it was packed in there, and she was just trying to do too much and wasn't, you know, I used to work at a sports bar, and sometimes it can get crazy.
Yeah.
And you have to just slow down.
Yeah, slow down. But the crazy thing about it is she was like, they holding your license.
She lied.
And I'm like, they holding my license. I don't even have an open tab.
You had the open tab.
I'm just buying everyone tequila right now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She lied.
And bitch, you trying to catch an attitude with me?
Hurry yeah, she
the
caught that
fuck
attitude,
up and
yeah.
go find it, girl.
You was about to punch her in the face. I had to come down. Yeah, you was.
You know why? Because I have a lot to lose, and the bitch try to sue me. But La Mama was about to get. She was about to get mocked.
I saw it in your eyes. That's why I tried to take over the situation. Yeah. I was the cool head.
Because it's like I have no identification on me.
And she just didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
She was just like, whatever.
Right. She wasn't.
And then she was hot when I didn't give her no tip.
No, bitch. I wrote the zero on there.
Stacey Snacks.
I wrote the fucking zero.
She was so mad. Like, no, bitch.
Because
you can't lose somebody's ID and think you're going to get a tip. And they have an attitude about it. Like, oh, well. And you all, remember she said you already signed the receipt, so you can't cancel it.
Oh, bitch.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I can.
Because
I scribble scrabbled, ho. After that tequila, I scribble scrabble, and I'm not a drinker.
I know. You took a shot of tequila. You just had some champagne with me.
Girl, dancing. I don't even dance.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, we was having fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. So,
I love the strip club. It's like we be the only ones in us spending money. What's up with that?
Yeah, I think that people just really come to just watch.
And listen to music.
Yeah, they just want to watch and you know, watch. Niggas really not in there to pay any bills.
Right.
Like, they might if you trying to fuck or suck some dick or something. But niggas just forget that this is entertainment.
Right. You got to support the hustle.
Support the hustle. These hoes ain't swinging around like this for nothing, nigga.
Right.
This is their job.
Mm-hmm.
You going to come in McDonald's and just watch everybody else eat? No, nigga. Buy something. Shit.
Yo, that was a wild example.
I'm just saying, who go in the fucking restaurant and watch everybody else eat? Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
And you know what? Like, one or two niggas try to make it rain because they be seeing us thunderstorming on them.
Yeah, I shade no types of tipping. I don't care if it's $20, nigga, it's your $20. I ain't gonna shade you.
Right.
You know, but we do get niggas hype when they see girls throwing money. They be like, hold on, hold on. Let me reach back.
Let me go in and get that child support money. Knowing damn well. Get fucked up.
Nigga, that's so rude because niggas really do be spending their child support money on anything. Mm-hmm. Nigga, stop buying Jordans. How about that? Stop buying Jordans.
Right.
All you got to do is stop buying Jordans. You have more child support money and more money to tip the pussy.
Right, that's true. Don't
nobody give a fuck. Can't nobody see your Jordans in the club, nigga? You took a picture of them so we can see them, bitch, nigga. Tip the pussy.
Yeah, I hate to see them standing around the stage just watching.
Just staring with a medium chub. Dick, medium soft. And, you know what I'm saying? Watered down drink. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga.
You had that drink when I first got in here.
Yeah, nigga.
Why they be trying to, like, impress us when we in there?
I don't know. I think it's a man thing. It is a man's job to... Well, he feels like he needs to always have it. Like, I can always get a bitch.
And that gets you fucked up right there.
Oh, well, I just like to just laugh.
Yeah, I laugh at it, but trying to do things to impress a woman, it'll get you fucked up. Meaning, bitch, you're going to go in your pocket, spend your child support money trying to stunt.
Yeah, that's what
they
do.
You know what I mean? But... Shout out to Playhouse, but at the same time, fuck y'all, you and your waitress. I'm taking my shit to G5 or the office.
Yeah, and only reason I'm coming back because I like the girls
in
there.
Oh, Bubbles.
You know, because I feel like if we don't come in there, then we just hurting the ladies.
Yeah, we
You know, the club
them.
Gonna get their money when we walk in.
Regardless.
Or we could just not get bottles. No bottles. Just drink water.
Yeah.
Water. Let me just get a bottle of water.
Yeah,
and we gonna tip these pussies.
We gonna tip the girls. Yeah,
because these niggas don't need to know. That's how you heard a strip club. No bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Just get one drink, two drinks here and there.
Nah, fuck that water.
Water. Well, let me get
and
some
I still
water.
Ain't go pick my ID up yet.
You still ain't went and got no, they called me too and did. Asked me like, yo, you know, we got her ID. I told her.
No, mail that shit to the address that's on that bitch.
You want me to tell them that?
Yeah, do that. That ID expired actually yesterday and I have a new one coming.
Okay.
But still, FedEx that shit to Stonebrook.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll text the old boy and let him know.
Right.
But any hoot, we got to get this energy back the fuck up. We're going to get into these shows, man. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So we're going to go with Love and
Hip Hop New York.
New York. Yeah, we're going to go with them first.
Right.
That was the reunion part two, and that was like the finale, right?
Yeah.
So okay, what did you first think when you first saw it? I already know what you about to start this shit off with.
Throw the whole shit away.
I just thought that there was some shade. Let me just say this about who does this show. Is it Shed Media or who is this? Big Fish?
No. No, it's Mona. Don't she have?
Oh, it's Mona. Yeah. Okay, so the shade from the very beginning when the girl what's her name? The host. The host
Nina
said everyone looks nice. Everyone looks so amazing, and then they panned right to Shay and that sprayed on.
Wait, honey, that's Love and Hip Hop Miami, boy.
Oh, I didn't move. I didn't switch.
Oh,
I didn't switch.
Girl.
I didn't grow. I want to talk about that so damn bad. I
that's
done went
why we
all the way
throw
over there.
New York away.
Throw
real
New
quick.
York away real quick. Anais, rewind.
Anais,
girl,
I love her.
Why is her husband sitting there listening to her say? She gonna keep showing niggas her pussy.
Right.
Keep fucking niggas on the side.
Right.
And that's what she gonna do. Like, that nigga really is like, just like, fuck it.
When you got them good walls, baby, you sit there like a puppet. That's all I gotta say.
Do you think it's because he's old or you think it's just good walls?
It's good walls. I mean, you got them old men that be sugar daddy that could get any young girl if they got that check. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they also, their girl doesn't just hoe around though on them. Like, it's a respectful thing.
Daddy not getting up.
Oh, that's
you know
why
what
he
mean?
Can't even compete.
Maybe, you know, maybe
she,
daddy
he can't even say nothing about that because he ain't fucking. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Now you get me?
He ain't even into the blue pill or nothing.
I don't know. Nah, daddy dick not working right.
It's definitely not because she
Anais
is in
want
heat.
That.
Anais be in heat, my nigga.
She want that.
She want that pound cake. She want them cakes pounded.
I love Anais.
Yeah, she's her spirit. I like that she's herself. Would I want a daughter like her? Fuck no.
No.
I just like people that are themselves. Like, she just owns everything she's done. Everything. And she just be like, y'all think y'all telling on me? Like,
yeah,
so?
Like, bitch, I run this.
I feel like that now, next season, is going to be so different for her because people thought they could, like, catch her up and be, oh, you a hoe. Like, yeah, so?
Okay.
You a married hoe. And my nigga know. What's the problem?
Right, and I love when she stood up. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "No, I just want to
stand
up." Yeah.
She love herself. She like
love
nigga,
herself.
Fuck
and
y'all.
I love a woman with confidence. That's mm-hmm. the sexiest thing a woman could what is confidence.
She feel like she is that bitch.
Yeah, she got body now.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, everybody could be like, critique her.
Right.
But you can't tell her, shit.
Nothing.
Whatever your critique is, nigga, false.
Right.
She don't agree.
She's very highly of herself. Yeah. And I like that about her.
Yeah, so what did you think about when the manager wife
girl came for her?
Yeah,
girl.
But that whole situation is funny to me because I just don't understand how the wife was also getting nudes and videos from Anais, and now you mad that your husband getting them. All is fair in love and war, my nigga.
Wait, the wife was getting nudes?
Yes. Yes.
So what?
Yes. And she would, and I was like, so you didn't hear her say that? She was like, I used to send them to you. And she was like, yeah, you did. And I'm like, so what, is she mad that she don't send them to her
no more? What's up? Y'all was
exactly.
I know you was sitting on that face.
Ain't no telling, honey, but she definitely said it. She definitely said it. And I'm thinking to myself, if you were allowing her, and then he even said, from here on out, I'll just let Anais send them to my wife. And she was like, okay, you ain't see that?
Girl, what the fuck?
Like, she was fine with that. And I'm just like, that's your problem.
So you're going to send it to your wife and your wife going to show you on her phone? Like,
I don't know what it is, but she was like, I'm going to send them to her. And they was like, cool. And I'm just like, something done went down.
Yeah, something went down.
Something done went down. If you cool with that, you shouldn't even be saying that. Why are you even mad? The fact that you even mad at this girl, like, you, she's not in a relationship with you. You're in a relationship with your man.
Right.
If your man can't, she should have been fired, I feel like. She should have been fired. Would you let Chris? Let me ask you this. So let's say Chris was managing a female athlete, mm-hmm. a girl, and I don't know, maybe basketball. I know he does football, but maybe he was training basketball players, like just mm-hmm. strength training type of shit. Mm-hmm. And the bitch was on him, and the bitch was sending him pictures. Who you got the beef with?
I got the beef with Chris.
Thank you, thank you. Like, this bitch is allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants to do, whatever, nigga. If your man don't check it. You have nothing to say to her.
Right, you got
to
check. That's the problem, like we said before, the first episode, check your man, not the girl.
Check your man, and then once your man check her, and he's already like, look, this bitch still being disrespectful.
And then Stacey stepping in.
Then you got to come in and snatch that bitch by her throat.
Snatch that hoe up.
Let her know how easy you can make her breath go short.
Yes, no oxygen.
No oxygen. No air, no air.
Girl dead.
Anyways, Safari.
And
Juju.
Let me tell you something.
You see they was dressed alike?
They was
coordinating.
Yes, but check this out though. Like you say, the production is kind of messy.
Uh-huh.
Did you see when what's her name? Dream Doll was saying how she missed Safari, this, that. And then they put the camera directly on Juju to get her facial expression. Yeah,
you could tell that Juju was
a little salty. She was a little salty.
When he found out Mariah was straddling him in the bathtub.
That is disgusting. Like, these niggas don't care. Like,
that's why Juju said, the way she said, like, I feel like Safari is like one of those charming, big dick ass niggas that'll have you all twisted up in his little storm. And then when he gone, your hair fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You got a roof over your house.
And a wheelchair.
You know what I'm saying? A wheelchair, bitch. And I feel like that's what Safari has become. Like, he was under Nikki's thumb for so long. Mm-hmm. That nigga's free, so she should definitely just let him fly. Unless she just wants some good dick real quick. Like, it's got, obviously, she ain't fucking nobody.
Right.
I mean, but you know, let me not say obviously. She might have a side dick
she
that she can handle.
Dick, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, so you can't really date Safari, take him serious or nothing. No matter how cute that little face look when he be, his little excuses for everything. Like, it just make me want to just say, okay. Like, do whatever he say.
He got that okay dick. Like,
yeah. He got that.
Baby,
boy,
I'm going to go see Tanya. Okay.
Hurry
baby,
back.
Baby, Tanya gonna suck my dick.
okay,
baby.
Safari boy, I couldn't believe that he what he did with Mariah.
Ugh, that was just throw the Mariah whole scene away.
Smashed all the creep squad. Yeah. She hasn't smashed Jacquay yet, and her boss, DJ Self. Maybe she has smashed him, and we just don't even know. She probably did.
She a little slut, though.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it.
But, yeah, that little scene still with Safari, that shit was a turnoff to me. And he ain't even my nigga. Yeah,
he should have not even wanted that for himself. Right. Especially when he was already really like, I feel like he might have had a chance to even, like, get Juju soft a week. But that right there you done lost. You lost a lot of bitches with that one. It's a lot of bitches that would have snuck, gave you some pussy that you lost with that one.
You lost cool points, boo. Because that shit wasn't sexy at all. Like, that let you know that pussy don't have a face.
Mm-mm, niggas just want numbers. Pussy niggas want bodies out here. Yeah. They just want bodies on their dick. I don't know why, but they do.
Yo, he was embarrassed too.
Yeah, he was. He was mad that they aired that. He probably watched the whole season. Was like, yes, they didn't air that fucking bathtub scene with Mariah. Thank God. Here it come, nigga. Got you. Ew. Right in the moment where everybody was trying to put him and Juju together.
Juju, I know Juju giving him the business. Mm. I know. That's embarrassing. Like, nigga.
Juju. Okay, so Juju checked two people. She checked Anais. You didn't like it. Why you ain't like it?
I ain't like it because she was trying to get tight with Anais.
She bullied her a little bit.
Yeah, she bullied her, but Anais was like, that's not my character. I like how Anais be handling.
Well, you know what? I think that what Juju was trying to do is she was really trying to send her a warning because I feel like Yandy has a side of her that is very ratchet. You know this?
Yeah.
And I feel like if Anais catch Yandy on a rough day, she will get that hood booger bitch. And it was almost like a warning shot. Like, you don't think that Aunt Yandy will do that to you, but
I would.
I would. And she might too. Like, it's almost like stop talking to people crazy because then you're going to be trying to blame them for their reaction.
But Yandy talked crazy too.
Yeah, but did you see her check Yandy? Do you remember when she was at the tape, she was talking about her breakup with Cam and Yandy started crying and made it about herself?
I hated that.
And Yandy, but Juju said to her on the thing, like, I didn't know what to do. Like, was it my moment? Was it her moment?
Yeah.
Bitch, Juju going to say how she feels.
I like that. And I thought Yandy was a little too thirsty that episode. Yeah, because it put me in the mind up. Bitch, shut
bitch,
the fuck
your nigga
up.
Is in jail.
I don't care about that.
Y'all didn't break up, bitch. Yeah, and y'all got kids.
Yeah.
Nigga, you got a fake wedding and everything.
Girl, my mic just rolled on the floor.
They did have a fake wedding.
Right.
Had all of us all cuckoo tearing and shit, and that shit wasn't even real.
Yeah, that was Juju's moment, bitch. Like,
man, you took it from her.
Yeah, took it from her.
Nigga, she been with Camp 13 years, no kids.
No nothing.
Nothing.
Well, she actually did have a miscarriage.
But she didn't birth a child, and I know she really wanted one. Even if they broke up, I bet you she would have loved because you never know what she gonna do now. Like, she might not ever be able to have kids. And look how long she waited and went through all that process, that in vitro stuff. Mm-hmm. She probably can't do that no more. She probably like, damn, I went through that for a nigga that left me. You know? And it's just like, damn.
Because we know someone that went through that. They had a planned baby, went through in vitro, everything like that. She had the baby. Now he don't even see her no more.
Who?
Splash. Okay. Yeah, back to that conversation.
I know this person?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
The fucking owl. But anyway.
Okay, all right. Yeah. See, look how she don't want to tell me, though. It's all good. We're going to figure it out. I'm going to figure this shit out. But anyway, Juju be speaking her mind.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that she politely checked Yandy. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I know you be mad at Remy, but I like that Remy straight up said, no, I don't want Juju with Safari.
Oh, like, she did?
Yeah, she said, hell the fuck
they,
no.
They make a cute couple. I think
they just look good, but Safari is mentally, he's not.
He's immature.
He's very immature, mm-hmm. She grown as fuck,
She grown as fuck.
And I just feel like they would only have fun like in the bedroom, maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, I just feel like him in public, like he's just a loud, outrageous person. She just seemed like she probably like, eh.
Right. Like, I don't want no nigga that's going to go to the party and he got to be the life of the party, dancing and booty shaking on the dance floor. Like, nah.
Yeah, she don't seem like, even though she dated Cameron, he's flashy, but not in that way. He's more of a clothing flashy, but not like a,
right.
Look at me.
Yeah, you know, screaming.
Nah. He said, that was a dope close when he said, no matter what twists and turns the roads of life take you on, make sure you always keep it straight.
Yeah. Safari, he's like we said before, one of those good friends, but that's secretly in love with you.
And let me ask you this. Could you still be cool with, like, could Dream and Mariah still be cool knowing that Mariah slobbed him down the hot tub? We'll never know if they fucked. They ain't gonna say it, but could Dream and Mariah still be cool?
Because
they on the same little Gwynn team or whatever,
I don't think it's gonna be like a fake cool.
A fake cool just so we can get this money
and that's
whatever
it.
Money that they think they're getting.
But you know, when they played that scene, they put the camera directly on who?
Dream and Juju. Yeah, they was both seeing their reactions. Yeah. Like, ooh, both of them was bothered.
Yeah.
Both of them almost farted.
Yeah. They did fart. Not farted. They did.
Oh, my God. Okay, Cayenne and Bree, why is this so bad? What is this about for real?
I don't know, but...
is this really about a girl saying you stole her swag and rapping?
Nope.
Neither one of you guys are anything.
Right.
Neither of you. No one's checking for either one of yours. So whatever the swag is that she stole the style, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, throw that shit in the garbage disposal and turn it on.
It ain't working. Y'all should not argue over that.
But I never heard Cayenne. Whatever. Throw the whole shit away.
I never heard of her either. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I hate to be rude and say people ain't nothing. You know, everybody could be something, but y'all not gonna be nothing, okay?
The music. Bree, she do have like a song with Trina. It be riding, but it's.
I just
it's
don't okay. feel like either one of them have star quality.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's really what it comes down to sometimes. Like, I hate to say this. I truly hate to say this, but one of my favorite artists is the reason he's not bigger and better is Party Next Door. He doesn't have star quality. He doesn't have that, oh my God, I got to see what he's doing every moment of the day type of quality. Like, he does have a large fan base, but there's a difference between like getting to that level. And I just don't feel like either one of these girls have that, even if they had the talent. And I don't really see the talent either. Not yet.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So what's next after that? Because I'm ready to throw the whole shit away.
You ready to get New York? let me see. I want one more question about this show.
Okay.
Remy chose Mariah Lynn to take under her wing. What did you think of that decision? Like, she's on a song with Mariah. And I'm asking you this because in my DMs, people was asking me, like, Remy's supposed to be like this black queen and, you know, soul sister. And do you think that this is business, you could say, okay, it's multiple black women rapping on this show. Mm-hmm. I should try to help one of them up. Or is it whoever's the most talented or whoever's hustling harder? What do you think?
I think it's whoever hustling harder.
No matter what.
No matter what, because Mariah Lynn, she be flowing though.
Yeah.
She do. I'm for it.
You for it?
I mean, black women, I'm black. I'm fully black. I just look like this. They always be hollering, you know, sisterhood, black power, this, that. But sometimes some black women don't support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? So now that she's taking Mariah, who's, what is she?
White.
She's white under her wing, it's going to be a problem because they probably like, okay, what happened to Brie or Bianca? Why she ain't take them under her wing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm here for it because Mariah.
Or even Dream.
Or Dream. I'm here for it with Mariah.
I
like Mariah.
I feel like all of them, I think that talent wise, I think, what's her name? Soda Pop, Let It Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Aclarita. I think she's the most talented to me.
Right.
I mean, she entertains me the most. Her lyrics.
The reason why I didn't say Bianca, because that fighting shit is
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what's going to make her take L's. Nobody wants to listen to your music
because
you're too ratchet.
Yeah. She,
you know, so I feel like if anybody, she would have chosen her, but she's ratchet. So yeah. The rest of them are kind of a tie for me.
Right.
The rest of them are in the same boat with me.
Bianca, it's a turn off that you always want to fight. You always want to fight. Maybe Remy was going to go with you, but you always want to fucking fight.
Yeah.
So she got.
Get your shit together.
Mariah.
You never know what blessings are around the corner. And you right. over here swinging on. You swinging around the corner. You're going to hit a blessing.
Exactly. And she done hit some blessings. But I'm here for it with Mariah Lynn because I like her music.
Yeah. She all right. She's all right. I,
whatever.
They all right. Next, Shay's fucking hair. We back.
Girl.
Love & Hip Hop Miami had the reunion part one.
Right.
And they had the gumption to say everybody looked beautiful and then pan to that braid. Now she sprayed this braid down. What is that? Because, you know, I don't know weave. Like, I'm still learning the actual names of the processes, but it looked like a braid, and then it looked like that stuff that men spray on their edges. Shit. Jesus, we had to take another pause. Party foul. Stacey over here spilling beverages.
You always put me
telling on her ass. Yeah, I'm telling. Anyway, so you need to explain to me, because you know weave and hair products and how they are assembled and everything.
Right.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know what the fuck that was. Like, I can't explain her hairdo. I can't explain it.
Is she bald? Is she shaved?
I don't know. Maybe that was like a closure. That shit was ugly.
Why she spray that black stuff right there? What was that hiding? What am I missing?
It was ugly.
Was it that she don't got no edges right there? How you don't have no edges and you got a shape up?
Yeah.
And you got a Caesar.
Did you see, I tagged you today on the girl hair, Ivy. She talked about Shay hair. Yo, that what shit was is that? Ugly.
Did you see her do a Snapchat video before
with the dude doing her hair?
No, but she did a whole video where she did a selfie video and she was like, "What's up, this Shay? Look at my fucking makeup. Look at my hair. I am slayed. I'm wearing designer, Balmain, bitch. Look how fly I look for the reunion." You didn't see that?
Throw the whole bitch away. Yo, her hair is ugly. It's
Why did
ugly.
She think that was fly?
Especially when they showed a little clip of her talking.
Oh, God.
And she had the blonde little...
That wig. Oh, my God. Little Duval had did a side-by-side of that. And it was him with that, I think it was a George Washington wig. Was it?
Yes,
something?
That shit looked just like the George Washington wig.
God.
And when she was outside talking to Pleasure P and her hair
blew on the side. Oh, God.
And she had their peas on her.
Nigga, it was a whole piece just dangling in the wind.
Yo,
why they do that to her? They could have cut. Why won't they cut that? Like, you could go to. I know editing, dog. They doing this on purpose.
They doing it on purpose. But you know who I blame? I blame her team, because you cannot let your girl be seen fucked up.
Somebody
like that.
Thought this was lit. All these looks. This is not no team. She doing this by herself.
Yo, she gotta have somebody on set with her.
Mm-mm. It was bad.
Ugly. All her hair dudes ugly. Mm-mm-mm. All of them.
Every single one. And she really be feeling lit. Like, I got to give her props for that. She be trying to own her shit and rock it.
Confident
in that bitch. Swinging that up ponytail around with that braid. Girl, that shit going to come off.
And that shit going to fall off in a whole piece.
Oh, my God. What if the whole helmet come off?
That's what I'm just saying. Like, it's
oh my
ugly.
God.
Shay. Hit up Relentless, hit up Q, Lady Lavis, or even hit up Hair by Ivy, because your shit is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It's ugly. Throw the whole hairdo away.
So everybody was talking about that Miami tip when she checked Bobby, that rerun that they did. And you know, Bobby's your little friend. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about what she said?
When
she got real emotional and she was talking about she was not going to be being cool with Trina. Because I feel like... What she was really trying to say is, you know, in a roundabout way, outside of her saying, like, nigga, I'm working hard, I'm paying for your studio time, blah, blah, blah. She was really saying, you and your cousin are going to make up, and you want me to hate her temporarily.
And that's true, because, bitch, me and my cousin, we going to make up, and ho, you going to be sitting there looking stupid.
Yeah.
So, basically.
She was right.
She was right. Like, y'all going to kiss and make up. Blood is thicker than water. So it's like, y'all going to make up, but then Trina going to be mad at me. So you fucking my shit up.
Yeah, so I'm not about to go on this little roller coaster with y'all.
Yeah, like, I'm going to let y'all handle y'all shit, and then that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be in the middle or anything like that anyway. That's why I don't get into people relationship, because cum is thicker than blood, and I ain't finna get into picture that.
Hey, you look it depends on what you eat, because some they're not all the same.
So you said vegan dick cum is thin.
I'm just trying to tell you, I've seen different types of jizz, and they're not all the same thickness.
Girl.
They're not. All as translucent, you know, some are really, really cloudy. You can't see through it if it get in your eye. You know, some of them are thin. You know, you could see through it. It looks, you know, like snot. You just never know.
Thin coming. Thin. What?
I think thin would probably be more on the healthy side. Like, right. There's not a lot of.
They drink a lot of water.
Bullshit in it. Yeah.
A lot of, yeah.
And the taste is more organic. Like, it, you could tell.
It's not salty.
No, it's not salty. It's there's an organic jizz and a.
So you could by what a guy eats, you could be like, ooh, he got that organic dick.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I'm not even gonna lie to you. There is a difference between a nigga that eat hella fast food McDonald's ass type niggas, mm-hmm. and a nigga that eats like a well balanced meal, mm-hmm. at the very least, mm-hmm. in or organic. There is a big difference in the jizz.
Okay, so organic dick. Or, no, organic cum. You like yes. in your face or McDonald's cum?
Girl, I don't want that GMO cum. Shit, I definitely ain't swallowing that GMO jizz. Fuck that. Hey. Don't, ladies, hey, if he don't eat right, don't Splash. Swallow. If he don't eat right, spit it out, bitch. No,
maybe the guy dick that China was sucking at was that burger
GMO.
Fry.
Yeah, no, that Popeyes. That,
yeah. No, I eat Popeyes, bitch.
Look,
Popeyes.
That shit is disgusting
for
you.
Popeyes for the baldest, it's bad the ghetto for you. Eating. Churches.
Okay, but it's still bad for you.
I eat it once in a while.
It tastes fire. I know. It Ooh. Really is. You know what? One day I'm going to eat some Popeyes with you. I didn't know you liked it that much.
Girl, I love they like chicken tenders.
Okay,
with,
good.
With their
I'd
fries
rather eat the chicken tenders than the actual
sweet,
chicken.
With sweet heat and a side I of want a dirty biscuit. Rice. Ooh, and they biscuits.
I want a biscuit.
I think I just bust on myself.
Oh my God. So let's get to Trina's assistant and Bobby. They fighting like
girl.
Who this, you know, gay guys always have a war of words.
Dog,
and who
funny.
Won the who won the war of words? Because it was a lot of shit being thrown back
girl,
and forth.
Girl.
What's her assistant's name? Do you know the little
Alvin
was,
hey girl, bitch, I got 15 on my wrist, bitch. 15, bitch.
Yes. Bitch, I got Gucci on my,
yeah,
feet,
on
bitch.
My feet, bitch.
I drive a Range Rover,
yes,
bitch.
You is beneath me, bitch. You motherfucking, ooh,
you is broke. Get your
bitch,
money up,
get your
bitch.
Motherfucking weight up, bitch.
And
ooh.
Bobby said, you had lipo and still ain't, and still got a waist, bitch. I said, oh my God.
I love me some gay guys.
So who won the war of words?
Girl.
Who won the war of words?
I think it was a motherfucker. You know what? Fuck that. It was Bobby. Fuck it. No. It was,
so.
It was kind of like
Bobby
a title.
Bobby lost.
Because Bobby.
You know how Bobby lost?
Why?
Because he had no response for the other nigga shit.
What other nigga?
Alvin. Bobby had no response for that. When he said, you walk in and I'm in a Range Rover.
Oh, yeah.
He had nothing
to say. I
forgot
about that. It was.
You gotta say. Something you got to be like, but the dick I'm on got this. I don't know. You got to even if you got to come back with something. He didn't have nothing for real.
But you never know. He probably had something editing.
But oh, that's true.
Editing.
That's true.
And honey, my sister Bobby looked like he won't stop. But I just don't like why you had to get up out your seat.
I know you ain't talking about nobody getting out their seat when Bobby slapped the shit out of his own boo thing.
Hey.
So Bobby deserved.
But that's different.
He threw
though.
A drink in that nigga's face. You know what that feels like.
Ooh.
Bobby did what the wildebeest did to you.
And check this. But guess what? Alvin, he wasn't pregnant.
That's true. He but it's still
pregnant.
Rude as fuck.
Yeah, it's rude. And I'm still looking for you, bitch.
I don't even know why I brought this
I'm
bitch
still,
up.
Bitch, I will be the Stonebrook in a couple of weeks.
Oh, God. She don't want it.
A couple of weeks. And if I see you, I'm losing my character. I'm losing my fucking character.
Oh, God. The wildebeest don't want
it. And I would love for whoever at my house to record this shit.
Oh, God. Don't record it. You don't need evidence of an ass whooping. just, you know, she'll have a mental memory of it if you do it right. Yeah. That's how I always see it. I don't want to record my ass, but that could be used in court.
Yeah, it could be used in court, but we all got cameras around here.
Don't we?
And my shit zooms
in. Don't right. we all, yes.
Nah, I just want to hit that hoe so hard with my brass knuckles.
Oh,
she'll never even want to pick up a drink and put it to her big ass mouth.
Is this not the gayest thing ever? And I hope this isn't offensive. But right. did you see these niggas fought all season, fought on the reunion, and like that? I don't have no problem with you.
I don't have a problem with you either.
Are then we cool?
Yeah. So here go Trick, man. Y'all need to just hang out and get holler some dicks, at some niggas together.
Right. How do you know what? You know what I rolled all the way back around to? Even though men are gay, like there's gay men, they're still men.
Right.
And men have traits. They get over things way faster than women.
Oh,
they
I
squash
hold
beef. They move on. They'll fight, fist fight each other. And then like the next day, dap up and be playing 2K together.
Right.
Like that's how men are.
Women, it ain't like that. Bitch, I got a grudge, ho. I want to pull your mama wig off. Bitch, all that.
That's exactly it. You know, that's how it is. People always say, oh, gender roles. Like, yeah, we all have traits about us, men and women, that are just what it is. And you can get mad about it or you can just deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, bitches are going to hold grudges longer than men. Now, there's some bitch niggas out here.
Oh, there's some
you
real
bitch niggas, boy. Yes. I tell you.
I hate a dude with an attitude. Like a girl attitude.
A bitch attitude,
like,
yes.
Shut the fuck up, you bull dagger. Yeah. You got an attitude a lot like of bull a bitch.
You know what it seems like? The bull dagger niggas.
I call them bull daggers.
Oh my God.
You feel me?
Because they got that bitch in them. They eat too much soy. That's like, what it is.
And then I hate the pretty niggas, like the guy Jay Leno, what's his name?
Who?
On Love and Hip Hop New York, the pretty red nigga. The pretty guy, he was with Mariah. Who? What's his name? Jay Leno? Jalen, what's his name?
No, He said his whole name on the show.
Y'all get what I'm saying? He's a pretty nigga. Like, nigga, you'll probably, like, you look like a type of nigga that wear makeup, wipe your face with a sponge or something. Like, I don't like them type of pretty boys.
Yeah, they can be cute at times. They have their moments. I think that after, people need to know that vanity fades. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you get tired of looking at a motherfucker, just like any bad bitch.
Right, right.
Nigga get tired of looking at you after a while. So what else do you bring to the fucking table?
Damn.
And then if you're a fucking asshole and an idiot, bye.
If they get tired of looking at bad bitches, I feel sorry for them ugly bitches.
Oh, no. Niggas definitely get tired of looking at the same bitch. It's a saying that says, show me a bad bitch, I'll show you a nigga that's tired of fucking her. Flat out. True. Tired of fucking her. You want another pussy. And it's not nothing to do with her not being bad. It's just niggas get old. They get tired of shit. And I feel like that's a part of the issue with marriage and all that stuff.
Right.
It's hard to just fuck the same bitch the rest of your life. And dick.
That's true. But if you're very exciting in the bed.
Yeah, but a lot of people. Yeah, I don't know. I be telling her all the time, if you get tired, bitch, I will sub somebody in. I just have to be there.
Yeah.
I have to be in it.
That's key.
She got to eat my pussy too, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to have fun.
Yeah, we all got to share.
Yeah, sharing. Sharing
but
is caring.
But then, you know, you bring a bitch in and
I'm
she
secure.
Doing you and, you know, he may get a little jealous because she may be doing it better than him.
Yeah, sometimes a girl gets jealous.
That's
because
true.
He hitting that thing
a
little
she's
different.
She's slobbing on it better than you.
Got to be careful when you invite Satan into your bedroom.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I got horns, though. Oh, hey. Are we trying to high five and shit? I got the same horn, Satan. Bring your ass, nigga.
Bring
try
that
it.
Ass.
Try it, nigga. Mm-hmm. Come on. What else? Shay. Get back on Shay real quick. They ran back that scene when Shay was flaming Pretty Ricky at the beginning when she was like, nigga,
you
what?
Fat ass. No, but when he said, where you found this hoe at the halfway house? Yo, I was dead.
So who was wrong, though? Who was wrong? Was Shay wrong? Was he wrong? Was they both wrong?
I think Shay was wrong 100% because she came in there gun blazing.
Why was she so mad?
But you know what? Like I said,
she's trying to act like she was wrong. Like he should have had her back. But you came in shooting, nigga. You was gun out,
but,
out the holster on the way
listen,
in.
But you never know what Pleasure was telling her behind closed doors. Mm. You know, she was riding for her boo. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
We don't know that pillow talking that took place.
Yes.
He probably was like, oh, man, I've been popping these niggas up for years.
I've been doing these niggas, you
without
know?
These niggas, yeah. We wouldn't even have been a pretty
Yeah, them
Ricky.
Niggas tried me, them niggas this, them niggas that.
And I maybe told them niggas I was only one going to go solo. None of them niggas can go solo.
Yo, don't do your mouth like that.
None of them niggas go solo.
We need some cameras in this bitch.
We do need to film this shit.
But yeah, you never know. They little pillow talking Pleasure probably, you know, made shit sound, you know, out of whack. And she came in a gun blazing riding for her nigga. But yo, yeah. It was funny.
But what she said wasn't false. I feel like what she said was true, mm-hmm. but that's pillow talk.
Right.
You're not supposed to say that in front of his group. Like, what type of disrespectful bitch are you?
Right.
Like, you can't be his queen
right.
and you shitting on the way he about to supply, like, take care of the family.
Right, but me, personally, I wouldn't have came in there like that.
Yeah.
You're
supposed to talk shit about how ugly them niggas are behind their back.
Yeah, to him. Yeah, not to
like, when he telling you whatever y'all talking about.
Right, I don't think it was sexy that she was going at it with a homeboy.
And then she was like aggressive, like engaged, like she wanted to fight or something. Like,
yeah, that wasn't mm-mm. cool. I know you're turning up for the cameras, girl, but
girl. That
wasn't cool. Like, it
was
cool
embarrassing. So when she said that, and I think she's correct, that they wouldn't be shit without Pleasure. So we have to do marry, fuck, kill for the other three Pretty Ricky members.
Marry, fuck, kill. So Pleasure is out there.
He's out the equation.
Okay, marry, fuck, kill.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Spectacular, blue something. And then what's the third one's name?
I don't know.
Nigga that
jumped up.
That dude pulled his drawers down. And he took a naked picture on Instagram.
Oh, I didn't see that. Marry, fuck, kill.
Which one would you marry? You got to pick one.
Crickets.
I'm marrying the light skin.
The light skin spectacular.
I'm marrying him. He got the most manners.
Right.
He looks the most, you know, proper.
Right.
And he looked like he don't have hepatitis at all. Not A, B, or C. He don't look like he got any of them.
Right. I'm gonna marry spectacular.
Which one are you gonna fuck and which one are you gonna kill?
I'm definitely gonna kill Blue.
Death
I'm
to that nigga.
Him. And I'm going to
death
fuck,
to everything
gonna,
about him.
Yeah, and I'm going to fuck the other one.
The crazy one. He probably getting that thing like a spider monkey. That nigga be bouncing off the walls, diving in that
pussy. Going to need a Band-Aid.
Need a Band-Aid. Need some Neosporin. And then they going to be skidding across.
And an ice pack.
And an ice pack, my nigga.
Oh, girl.
Oh, my God. So we got the same ones for Mary Fuck Kill right, for those three.
Blue.
Boom. Yes. Nigga, in his fucking forehead, too. He's a disrespectful ass nigga, too. You saw he was talking to everybody?
Yeah.
In the reunion, like, shut the fuck up. Like,
ooh,
he hits
girl.
Women. He looked like he hit women.
Yeah.
Like, he hits women.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, if a bitch said he slapped me around, I would believe her. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, girl, he deserves to die. And it's like he's already like he reminds me of like the one of those we represent the lollipop land the you seen that the Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory one of the Oompa Loompas.
Girl.
All he needs is a blue wig. Mm-mm. And he is ready to go. That's exactly what he looked like to me. I think he's acts like that because mm-hmm. he knows even though the other one is kind of crazy,
right?
He know he the weakest link. Blue know he the weak nigga of the group and he's the shortest. And you know mm-hmm. a lot of guys that are shorter. Be having a little complex.
Yeah, a little complex. And you know what's so crazy on IG? Yes, IG is very addictive. Instagram, it was a post on a page I came across. Mm-hmm. And the lady was like, short niggas be mad because they daddy tried to pull out something saying that.
Oh, that's how they were short?
Yeah, said your daddy tried to pull out so the rest of your height came on the sheets. That was funny.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, you short because your daddy tried to pull out and
it didn't make it.
It ain't make it. So half of your hike is on the sheet, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Girl, that was hilarious.
That is fucking hilarious. Anyways, where was we at? Another pause. We had to take a quick break. We were talking about Blue being a weak nigga.
Yeah.
Talking shit, being disrespectful. What'd you think of that song Trina and Trick did? What did you think?
You
ain't like it? You know, it was good. The reason that I thought it was good is because I'm not from here. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff that they were saying, like, I have no clue, but it brought me to, like, some songs, like some L.A. songs that are like that, where right. only people from L.A. would even know what they're talking about.
Right. I wasn't feeling it like that.
Maybe and you are Miami.
Yeah, I need to hear it one more time.
Is it because it don't have that bass sound? Because the beat that they use, it doesn't really fit Trick's sound. You know what I mean?
I just wasn't feeling the song. I need to hear it like three more times.
I just like the theme of it, basically, that it was about Miami and them growing up, about, like, you know, Liberty City. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I like that aspect of it, but I feel like it needed a different beat.
A different beat.
And it would have been better.
But maybe we need to hear it in a club.
Because that's like a throwback beat. You know, it's like it sounds like a song you listen to at the roller rink, you know? It does. It sounds like a roller rink song. Like, do you guys skate here?
Yeah, we have skate rings. Yeah. And ice skating.
Yeah, well, no, ice skating. We talking about hood. Skating is like a hood.
Skating rings.
Hood activity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they got part two next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do we see sneak peeks of? Did you see anything that had you whoa?
No, I just saw where Shay and Kitty going at mm-hmm. it. And she put out porn about Shay. Shay did porn.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
I think it was me and Shelby looking at it. But yeah.
So Shay has a porn.
Yep. Shay was sucking dick and a girl was like, you go on Pornhub or Pornhub and look at it or something like that.
Oh, maybe she got a goddamn Black China challenge out here.
Maybe.
I hope them DSLs is good at sucking dick. Them shits is big. They always on display.
You stupid.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
Why isn't Scrappy on this reunion?
You never know. He may come.
Because I would love to hear what he got to say about all this.
Yeah. Because
he's, even though he's dry and dusty and definitely look like he got something, he's entertaining to me.
He is.
Yeah, she beautiful. Yeah.
She beautiful. You understand me?
He's naive. He's naive.
Throw the whole fucking show away.
He looked dusty, though. Him and Shay fit. They look like two. I don't think he fits Bambi. Bambi's a little too classy
for
him. I
like Bambi, too.
She's
an
L.A. She's L.A. girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
She don't fit him.
Shimmer.
He looked dusty, and she looks,
like I say, too, shimmery.
She's a shimmery hood booger, though.
No. Oh, Bambi is shimmer.
Yeah.
And Shay.
Because Bambi is still good, but
yeah,
she's a hood, shimmery hood. Yeah. She's a polished hood.
Yes. And Shay and Scrappy, hood boogers.
Boogers. The ones in the back of your nose that stuck to the top, and they got the green on it, and they sometimes have a little bit of blood in the back.
Oh, God. Okay, then.
She's one of the ones you pulled out of your brain.
Throw Miko home, microwave.
Oh my God! So let's move on. Real Housewives of Atlanta. I know you didn't really watch that much.
I actually didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you how Nene. Did you see Nene tell on herself?
No.
Nene. Okay. So they goddamn are sitting around talking, and what it appears to be is Candy's getting a little messy. Like, she's turned into Sheree.
Really?
She's spilling tea. So she goes to Nene and says, did you ever talk to Sheree about, you know, the dude Tyrone? And Nene said, this is what she said. Could you imagine me saying this? Do not bring up Tyrone. I just wanted to be clear. I have been married to Greg for 20 years. I have never been unfaithful. I love my husband. I would never cheat on him. So please do not bring up Tyrone and me ever again. We never dated. Whoever said that is a lie.
Nene, did you fuck Tyrone?
Nigga, something happened.
Yeah.
Because she came out of nowhere and everybody was like,
where'd that come from? Yeah.
Did nobody ask you about dating him or nothing. We were just talking about the fact that she knew him and said he was a con artist.
Mm.
You know, and I was just like, damn, like, she really didn't have to say that. Like, Sheree would have gotten around to telling them why her nigga in jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Nene threw it out there, and I feel like maybe she was trying to get ahead of the story or something. I know him, and when I knew him, he was a con artist, basically, like, so she would never deal with him. Bitch, everybody knows that Greg dick is probably not working.
He's another daddy.
He's a daddy.
From not Dr. Heavenly Daddy.
Anais daddy, but he don't got the check. So how his dick don't work?
I think that's
love.
Yeah, that's definitely
that's love. If Chris's dick stopped working and you were still working, you staying? Or you can? Are you allowed to have a side dick?
I
catch yourself, bitch. This is live.
Listen.
Hell no.
Yo, that you answer know, your question.
Yo, I always wonder, like, cause you know, the guy usually stops working before the girl. You know,
no, that's true.
Yeah, because that's true. even if we're not physically able to do a lot of the wild shit we do, that thing still is a hole.
It's still a hole.
You can still get in there. That might dry up.
Right.
With time, but they make all types of shit to lube it up, mm-hmm. and spit is always going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Spit is always going to work. You can't always get that muscle up.
Nah, that muscle. I went to the store to buy a couple of dicks for some ladies' husbands that couldn't get up. Nah.
Yeah.
So.
That's mm-hmm. a struggle. That's that a is. Struggle. And, you know, we don't know if Greg dick ain't working. It just looked like it don't work.
So you.
It looked like it don't work. And Sheree threw the shade and said, you know, you done ate some old dusty meat before. Sheree said that to Nene when they was on the little trip and they ate some old ham. It was like some, it might have been cured or something. I'm not
right,
sure,
right,
but
right.
It was old and it had been sitting there and everybody's supposed to sample it, mm-hmm. taste a piece. And Nene was struggling to do it. And Sheree said, bitch, you done ate some old dusty meat.
Y'all, I'm sorry, but Greg. Can't even lick my nipples.
Greg look weak as fuck. But when I look back at Nene, she's not that dope either.
She not at all.
But I still feel like she could probably do better.
Yeah. She got some side dick.
Yeah.
She gotta have some
and,
side
and
dick.
Tyrone, she was probably trying to get Tyrone.
Or maybe fuck Tyrone.
Maybe she did.
You know,
and now she's panicking.
That was guilty. Now some shit is about to come out.
Yeah, it got to, because I felt like Sheree, for her to be so messy, for her to tuck that in, mm-hmm. I was impressed. But I feel like she might be just waiting for her moment.
Yeah, waiting for that reunion.
She waiting for
baby.
Her moment.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you think some wives be having side dicks?
Of course. Niggas got side bitches, why wouldn't they?
Oh, okay.
It's the way of the world.
Oh, okay.
I think not, so.
Now, what side niggas do? Like, do they break you off? Do they just give
as a
you
as
dick?
I think it's all relative, depending on what you're needing as right. as the whether you're married or not. So you could have side dick not married.
That's true.
So it's really about supply and demand for the most part, or greed. Sometimes you might have everything and you're just greedy.
Yeah.
And you want to just have some side shit. Niggas do that all the time.
They do.
They can have a bad bitch at home. You hear them. People be telling in my comments every fucking day, be like, Brent's gonna fucking cheat on you. He's gonna find a younger, badder bitch. And I'll be like, and I'm gonna be fine, nigga.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, my life is gonna be just fine.
Wait a minute.
Really,
a bitch said that to you? Do they?
Bitch.
Do
niggas say it to me more than bitches.
That's them niggas that want to eat your pussy.
Girl, they mad.
42
they jealous.
Savage,
or they
want to
suck
please.
Brent's dick. That's what I be telling you. Yeah. You wish it was you, huh? You want to be a side dick, huh? Mm-hmm. He don't like niggas.
Now you should have said you want to be a side bitch.
They want to be side big ditch. They want to suck dick on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I told this dude, I was like, dog, if Brent was gay, I would definitely let you suck his dick, but he's not, okay?
Exactly.
So you need to hop off his dick, you bitch ass nigga.
They could be so disrespectful.
But yeah, but I'm not. I didn't say all that to say that I'm like perfect. My shit is fucked up too. But I feel like I'm a good woman,
right?
And a nigga could still step out because he might want to see how another ass move. That's just how men are.
That's how
they want to see if they still got it.
Right.
They want to see if they can still get these hoes.
That's true.
And then this is what a lot of men say. My guy friends, after they nut, they like, why did I do that?
That's
get
true.
This bitch the fuck out
like,
of here.
Like, this shit wasn't even
worth it.
Right.
Yeah. And they want to forget it happened.
Like, if you're going to cheat, make sure that shit is worth it.
Yeah. Worth whatever you could lose anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Because if it's not, it's kind of sorry. But, some people be struggling. There's a struggle out here, then there's greed. So do you, and just be ready for the consequences.
Be ready for the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia is flirting with Candy like a motherfucker.
Cynthia, she's a little horny.
Cynthia
want to
dip in
she
the lady palm.
She a horny little panther
right
now. She
want to dip in the lady palm.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent want to eat some box and probably have her box ate by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she should just go ahead and let Candy do it. Everybody know Candy's a resident side box eater
but,
on the show.
But please don't include, what's the little
Todd,
short guy?
Yeah. Toad.
When you say toad, girl, it remind me of Mario, the Nintendo, with the little toad, with the little hat, the mushroom hat. Hell nah, but yeah.
Yeah, Cynthia, she's flirting
horny.
And horny and in heat. and just thirsty, and it's funny.
She's
it's funny to
up.
See her.
She's turning up.
You, what did you think of Sheree's photo shoot? Sheree said, "Girl, I got a pad on."
She said she had on a pad.
When Marlo was telling her to change the tight, she was like, "No, I'm on my period. I got a pad on."
Girl.
Marlo said, "Nobody, we ain't gonna ever see that pad. You're gonna be sitting on it." I was like, "Oh my God."
Well, I didn't see that part. I just saw when Marlo was fixing her hair and Eva was posing, but I was in and out of sleep.
Eva was killing that
shit.
She
was.
Eva was giving yes. you all types
Face.
Of sex.
Body,
yes,
impression.
Structure,
yes,
yeah. Sheree, it was a little bit of a struggle, but I thought it was dope that she
yeah,
did it.
She was
cute. Was better sport than I would have been. I wouldn't have did it.
Me too.
Y'all got me fucked
I'm
up.
I'm not photogenic.
Fuck
at
all you hoes.
Right.
I don't even care if I am. Like, nigga, if I'm on my period too, and we on vacation, y'all not finna play dress up with me. Get the fuck out of here. And my dick is in jail, and I gotta masturbate every night. You know, you the horniest when you're on your period. Well, I am anyway.
Really?
Yes,
nah,
I am dumb horny.
I ain't running no red light.
Oh, nigga, I will do strange things to get Britt to run the red light. I do whatever. But like, what you need?
I'm too much of a cramper.
Mm-mm. Not the cramp days. I'm talking about the cool days.
The like days like
day
the,
three.
Day three,
day
four.
Day three and four is the fuck days.
I can't.
Day four, I done lied so many times that Brent said my period was gone.
And
then he get in there, and then when he come out, he see the blood around his dick. I'm like, I thought it was finished.
Britt, hit this bitch in the head with a cucumber.
You got a lot of these niggas sometimes to get them to run a red light, ladies. Mm-hmm. It's okay. They'll be fine.
No, it's not
They will
not
be
okay.
just fine. Just don't let them eat it. Unless you get a tampon in. Now, have you ever had your box ate with a tampon in?
Mm-mm.
It's all right. You just eat the clit and you play with the booty a little bit. It's really good.
When I said Miko with the nuts on the butt.
Oh my God.
Ah, okay.
What else was happening on here? I don't know.
Throw Atlanta away.
Throw Atlanta
right now.
Away.
Married
Throw Atlanta
to
away.
Motherfucking medicine.
Fuck it. Move on. Married to medicine. What's up? What you want to talk about?
Everything.
Start it off. Kick well, it off.
I like Anything how Toya out? Called, what's her name?
Quad out.
Yeah.
She didn't call her out. She was asked a question. There's
she was
a difference.
At a question. Okay.
Calling
she was
somebody
asked
out,
question,
you just
sorry.
Don't blurt your shit out. She was asking.
And
she
kept
answered.
It real. She kept it
and
real.
And you know what? That's hard to do sometimes with your friends because it's like, I'm pretty sure they've had conversations about this and Toya has never said, well, you know, this is, I feel like it's your fault a little
mm-hmm,
bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what she said. She kind of basically said, I'm taking Greg's side. That's what that was. And Quad said that he hasn't made her feel like, you know, emotionally supported. And that's why she wouldn't have the baby. And I'm like, from the beginning?
Yeah, from the beginning. No, y'all just starting going through problems. Well, from what we see,
but that's
TV.
What I'm saying. Is she trying to say like from the beginning? Because 4 years ago he was asking for a baby, and she wasn't saying this emotional support stuff. So I'm
right.
thinking like maybe they was having these arguments behind the scene or something, you know. But how you gonna say that when you still with him? So you've
right.
been with him all 5-6 years now, and no emotional support, and you just gonna keep staying there? What you there for?
Exactly. You there just for...
You wasting your good years. Yeah. You giving all these miles on your pussy. Like, leave them.
Who said they fucking?
I'm talking about in the beginning. I'm sure they
oh,
were.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
wasn't getting supported.
She's a little confusing. Like, just say you don't want the baby. You not into high pitch and that's it.
High pitch, Greg.
Ah, girl, that was funny.
Greg voice is high as shit. So I know you saw the little preview where he said, me and my friend and
met
some
girls. And
it was
two ladies. What did I tell
but,
you?
But you think they just trying to fuck with us? Like, what if it's nothing? You know how they can edit shit
yeah,
and make it look
make
like
it seem,
that.
Yeah.
Ain't no, if Greg come on this show and tell us he went on a date with another bitch, girl, I am going to holler.
You're
going to
holler?
To the high heavens.
Exactly.
My nigga, because Kwai was talking all that shit about how, you know, it's not right for you to go out and get whatever you want from somebody else, but to me, if you not working on whatever it is, the problem, you can't say what a motherfucker can't do.
Exactly. And how he was taking up for the guy. What's his name that stepped out? Curtis.
Curtis.
How he was taking up for Curtis. I was like, oh, Greg.
All them niggas was
out.
Taking up
mm-hmm.
for Curtis, though, because I bet you them niggas probably know what it feel like to yeah. not be able to have a woman home.
And you know, they have guy talk. Maybe yeah. Curtis said something.
He probably been telling them for years, right. Man, she don't give me no pussy, nope. Nigga. Yeah. She be coming home charting. I'm trying to get that pussy. And this right. Bitch got the laptop in the bed.
So those guys already knew what time it was.
And they probably encouraged yeah. it. Like, hey, yeah. Nigga, go hey. And get you some. She yeah. gonna be too busy working
yeah, show
to
me.
Even know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She ain't gonna find it. You just gotta be discreet, nigga. Yeah. Be clean about it. And he fucked up.
Yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's that. I mean, sometimes you push people to do things.
And you can't sit there and act like, oh, well, you know, if you're married, then you just don't do that. You're wrong. No, because right. we're human beings.
Right. And I hate when you wait. Some people, not some people, I don't know. You know, I'm just saying some people, they wait for things to get out of hand
mm-hmm.
before they try to make shit it. Right. Like he yeah. went out there and fucked the whole lady. And now you want to make it right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems like ain't nothing going to change. I don't know if they're going to make it, because even when he moved back in, she came right in and was doing her little chart. And I feel like she's married to her job.
She is.
She's not married to him.
One thing I like about Married to Medicine is black successful women. Like when mm-hmm. I see them, the doctors, Dr. Simone, Dr. Mm-hmm. Contessa.
Did you see the very beginning? Did you see the beginning when they showed Contessa putting her wig on? Bitch, did you see that? Now why they show that?
They played too
they
much.
They literally had her like this.
Dude, they played
putting the whole wig over her
much.
Head. I'm like, dog, what is wrong with them?
And then her saying, like, the
lady
was
like her mom.
Like, come on, fuck that. You ain't finna call me no bitch.
First of all, I would have definitely flamed her on the reunion now that everything has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the reason that she kept that nanny is because she knew that she couldn't do it without her.
Right.
And she didn't want to go out and get somebody and meet a new person. And she was just dealing with the bullshit of that
I
nanny.
I can't do that.
And fake calling her family fake.
I can't.
Acting like all the bullshit she was doing was
and then
cool.
You see the little girl. She was a little angry. Yeah. It's like, okay, so she see that from the nanny.
Yeah. Yeah, like just bad behavior.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have never had that in your house.
What'd she say? I call her
black
doctor
bitch. I would have backslapped her and been like, girl, I lost myself. My bad. I would have flipped out, smacked the shit out of old Blondie. Yeah. Like, girl, you got me fucked up.
I think the best thing she did was let that nanny go. That nanny looked like she was probably beating her kids.
Mm-hmm. And then the way she went up and talked to Mariah's little mama, ugly little mama. You know she ugly.
Don't call her ugly. Call her facially challenged.
Facially challenged old yes. lady with them big goggles on. Like, who told her to put them
girl,
goggles on that ugly face?
Listen, you can't tell Mariah mama she ain't a shit, baby.
Girl, she look like, let me stop.
Okay.
Let me stop, because that's somebody mama. But you know why I feel comfortable shading that bitch? Because she throws shade right back.
She do.
And that's why Mariah shouldn't have said nothing, because your mama is one of the ones.
Mm-hmm, she throws shade.
She one of the ones, nigga. Mm-hmm. But Heavenly admit that she trapped her nigga.
Girl, don't do that. Don't do her like that.
She admitted.
She was like, you know, my son's 20 years old and I've done something.
She said, I lied.
Oh, she said she lied.
Yes, to get a man, I lied. And that's when Andy said, how old is your son?
Yeah,
I said 20.
Son
and they the same. And she just like, whatever. So she basically got pregnant on purpose.
But listen, it is what it is. There's a lot of bitches out here that try to trap niggas thinking that babies keep men. This ain't back in the days no more, boo-boo.
No, them shits, that does not keep a nigga no more. Getting pregnant only keep you at home,
hey,
bitch.
Yeah.
You better off getting an abortion and on to the next, okay?
I hate when bitches try to get pregnant to keep the nigga.
But can you really try to get pregnant? Like, only way I see that happen is if you putting holes in condoms or doing dirty shit. But if a nigga put his raw dick in you, both of y'all are gambling at the opportunity of a baby.
Right.
So you can't be like, she set me up if you put your raw dick inside of her.
Right, right.
Okay,
y'all already knew the consequences.
Yeah. So ain't no plan. She set me up if you raw dog. Now, if she took the condom out the trash can and did all types of MacGyver shit.
People do that?
Yes. Bitches is thirsty out here. Bitches is putting Vaseline on condoms. You know, Vaseline like makes a condom break during sex.
Girl.
So it's the friction. Like I know some girls that used to put Vaseline in their box, you know, inside. So when you put the condom on and you going in and out, and you know, it basically makes it kind of shred. And niggas don't never be knowing why them condoms
did
break.
Did they get pregnant, any of these girls?
I don't know, but I know women that told me that that's like a trick
that's
to
crazy.
Get a guy pregnant. I'm just like, wow.
Nah, no thank you, baby.
bitches is out here doing a lot. That's why y'all got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
Eat that pussy first, see if it's any Vaseline in it. You're welcome, ladies. Simone's son said he prefers vanilla women and will settle for a chocolate woman.
Listen.
How did you feel about that?
I didn't feel no way. To each his own.
So if Chanel or Crystal brought home a white boy, boyfriend, I ain't talking about husband, none, talking about boyfriends, high school, niggas that might be thudding off in them. How you feel? White boy.
It is what it is.
You don't care.
I
have a feeling Aiden ain't gonna bring no black girl in here.
He gonna bring a white girl.
I feel like he's so pro black right now, but all the little girls that he seems to enjoy, and right. I don't think it has anything to do with their look. Right. It's just that a lot of the biracial girls, like mm-hmm. the little mixed girls, mm-hmm. are athletic.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he loves an athletic girl. Mm. So I'm sure there's gonna be black girls athletic, but I think Aiden likes the athletic girl. And none of them have been black so far. Now, this little girl that gave him the bracelet that you made him take off, he says she was black, but I haven't seen her yet. So Aiden will think that somebody's black and they're really Spanish.
Right.
Because he's just looking at the skin. And he's like, oh, she's brown. She's like me. And I'm like, oh, okay. But she could be Spanish.
Right. But I don't see anything wrong with it.
I just think it's weird for a kid to... that young to have a preference like that. Like, how you get white... and you in Atlanta?
Good question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what have you been watching? It was weird. I'm not gonna say there's nothing wrong with it.
It was very weird.
You know,
weird.
Does he go to a private school? It was a lot of white girls because he is in Atlanta. He got a black mom. Like, it was just weird. And I'm like, damn.
Shit happens.
You know he like that white skin.
And you never know. Maybe when he, get older, he'll probably have him a sister.
Who knows, honey? We don't know what make the dick rise, so we not going to hate.
Oh, I make the dick rise.
I'm saying for the guys.
No, that's true.
Okay, so I saw this one clip, and it was about how when you are married to a physician or a doctor, you have to know that you come second to their career. And I feel like a lot of athlete wives like us can relate to that.
That's true.
Have you ever felt like you were second to Chris's career?
Yeah, but no. The reason why I say that is he got to go get it. That's his career. And my job
but
is
there's
to
a
be
lot
the
wife. But there's a lot of careers where that doesn't happen. Like, I know I come, our family comes second because there's just certain things. Like, if Aiden needed a ride to school, if you have a regular job, mm-hmm. you can go in late.
That's true.
And say, I'm going to be late. My wife is sick, and I got to take my son to school.
But
you can't do that in no sports. They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. You could be there. Baby falling out your pussy, you got to play that game.
Game, yeah. Unless you put your foot down and say no to some shit, and then they cool with it. But yeah, we come second to that shit. Like, they have to focus, like, damn near from July to January, only football,
focus.
And they need a schedule, and they can't be going to PTA and events at the school and father-son pancake. Like, girl, Aiden be so sad. He'd be like, Daddy never comes to anything. And I'm like, yeah, but because they don't really have much of nothing in the second half of the school year. Ever notice that?
Everything's
in the beginning.
Yeah.
And so Brent misses everything. He can't go to nothing, you know? And so whatever his day off is, like Monday, he usually picks him up from school and then takes him on a Tuesday. Right. That's it. Everything else is like, he can't make shit.
Right.
And so it's like, that's one thing I always say, like, our lives are the same as every other bitch. Our niggas cheat on us like y'all niggas cheat. Mm-hmm. We go through things like every other mm-hmm. woman that ain't in with a football player. But the difference is the level of commitment that he has to his career changes in the household.
Right.
You know? Because niggas that work regular jobs don't have to deal with some of the stuff that we have to deal with and doing everything on our own. Mm-hmm. You know, I had Aiden during football season. So Brent had to go to practice right after I gave birth, nigga. I was on my own.
Right.
In a hospital, like, shit, no help.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of those regular niggas, too, girls, they don't really be committed at home either.
Yeah.
So I just think our life is the same as your life. No marriage is perfect. Mm-hmm. No relationship is perfect. And, you know, when is the guy's the bread, when it, you know, the wife have to be at home cooking and cleaning, taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's just what it is.
So you say you saw something for next week. Anything else? Anything else you want to talk about for this episode? Because we kind of done, bitch.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done?
Yeah.
You enjoyed?
Yes, I enjoyed. Like,
okay, so we just going to end it.
Yes.
We're
going
to end it here.
Splash.
Great splash. Great episode.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
And y'all stop with the little wanting to know about my little sex life. Just know the pussy is 19.
Oh, God.
She's awesome.
Okay,
5, 4, 3, 2.
This came a Keisha Pan, but I want no one else.
Be the puffy in your videos, dancing in the back of you. Take that out, put it back in you. I Craig Mac in you, whisper flavor in your ear. You my baby, baby. No, I think big, but just have faith if you my lady. Bad boy, bad bitch, still a good connection. Tell me where to take it, girl. You give good directions. Slap you on your ass, girl. That's just hood affection. Fuck your ex with all that coulda, woulda, shoulda texting. Tell him you got a new connect. No stop over, do direct. You come over, you collect. Got that check so you correct.